Welcome, everybody, to the first ever Cast to the Past commentary for Mortal Kombat, the 1995 hit. I'm Josh.
And I'm Tom. Yeah, this was a pretty significant movie back in 1995, but, you know, now it's 26 years later, Josh, and, you know, this may be an ongoing thing where we do video game commentaries. We had a desire to do, like, a video series about video game movies, and we were still going to do that, but I think commentaries for right now, even though we're in the tail end of the pandemic, it'd be a faster way for us to talk about video game movies that we've been interested in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, this is a way we can talk about the movie the entire time, not like giving you the cliff notes or anything like that. This is us beginning to end, sitting down and going through the torture or the hilarity or the greatness of video game movies.
We're just shamelessly trying to cash in on the hype of the new Mortal Kombat movie, so this is the best way to do it. If you are watching this movie, whether it be on a streaming service or on your good old-fashioned physical media player, Blu-ray, DVD, VHS, maybe, if you have it from back then, we are going to count you down right now. And when Josh and I hit play, that's when you should hit play to begin your experience. So, Josh, are you ready?
Oh, I am ready for the greatest intro song of all time.
We are full screen. We have our snacks. We have our beverages. I hope you do at home. I hope you're comfy. And Josh, 3, 2, 1 play. And there it is.
so good.
Now, you know, everyone's all like hyped for this theme song. It's like, oh my God, the theme song. But can we talk about New Line? Can we appreciate New Line, the company that gave us not just Mortal Kombat, but Austin Powers and the Lord of the Rings trilogy? I mean, New Line, they just knock it out of the park.
So New Line Cinema also gave us a lot of the Friday the 13th movies, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like the later years.
I'll have to look into that. I forget how the distribution deal on that.
I do. Honestly. One thing I do remember a lot from that, though, the New Line Cinema, is the great intro to Home Alone with New Line Cinema, where it turns into the house.
That New Line, I thought that was 20th Century Fox, because when Disney bought Fox, Home Alone came to Disney Plus.
I don't remember. I think so.
Gotcha. Okay, so we have this dramatic showdown right now. Josh, who are these characters?
Well, that's Shang Tsung.
Okay.
And that's Liu Kang's brother. I forget what his name was in the movie.
All right. Oh. He just messed up that boy's arm.
Look at that. Bitch slapped
Pimp
him.
Slap. Oh.
So, wow. The opening of this movie doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Why so?
Shang Tsung is fighting Liu Kang's brother. Mm-hmm. But he's not, like, the tournament didn't start yet.
Mm.
And the tournament takes place every couple hundred or thousand years?
From what I remember, the video game lore, it is like, you know, they space it out.
They even talk about it in the movie, though.
Like, that happened. Olympics, yeah. It's like the Olympics plus extra. Who's he pointing at? Oh my gosh. That's not my brother. Why are you talking to me? That's not my brother. Ew. Oh, it was all a dream.
So much green. Was it a dream?
Is this the Matrix? All right. So who do we have here, Josh?
This is Liu Kang.
Gotcha.
One of the only two characters to come back for the sequel, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. But let's talk about this really quick. Do you know who made this movie? Who the director of this movie was?
Oh, yeah. This is Paul W.S. Anderson, the video game brother dead. Return home. What a message. Well,
he got Western Union to letter that just says brother dead.
Imagine getting a text nowadays. Where it just text, Josh, brother dead, come home.
So this is Sonya Blade and Jax Briggs. Mm-hmm. They are in Hong Kong. So what U.S. like police agency, special forces agency has jurisdiction in Hong Kong?
Well, Josh, actually, this movie being released in 95, this would have been during the period where England still owned Hong Kong, technically.
Oh.
So maybe this is some kind of joint U.S.-British operation, you know? I mean, that guy's British, clearly, so that explains that.
He's Australian.
It's Kano. Oh, well, Australia, they're the prisoners of the British, so, you know, makes sense why he would be in Hong Kong. Oh, there he is. Dream Master.
Now, can you asked me a can question. Can I say, though? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No, go ahead. What do you got to say? What do you
got to
say?
The work done on Kano's face, right? Like, the mm-hmm. the people that they got to play these characters were really good. Like, not acting-wise sometimes, but, like, I mean, like, they got the look, the aesthetic of the characters from the games so well.
I agree with you. So, throughout this, I wanted to go into some casting trivia, and we definitely will. So let's just pause it for right now, like on the casting trivia. But there were some much bigger names attached to the movie. So right here, for Sonya Blade, the actress who plays her, I'm blanking on her name, but she plays the
Veronica
the teacher,
Vaughn.
Veronica Vaughn from Billy Madison, right? Cameron Look at this. Diaz, Look at an up and coming Cameron. Boom.
So they're in a dance club. They shoot shotguns, and people are still dancing behind her, just hanging out, having a fun. Like, that's okay. And
well, that band is rocking out so loud. How could they possibly hear them?
But yes, Cameron Diaz.
An up-and-coming Cameron Diaz was originally cast as Sonya, and she sprained her ankle while training for the part and had to drop out. So in steps Miss Veronica Vaughn. So, you know, what could have been? And we're going to jump back a second because you brought up the beginning. Who directed this movie? Paul W.S. Anderson. Josh, what movies did he go on to famously direct?
Oh, all of the Resident Evil movies and, you know, the hit classic Monster Hunter film.
I heard that actually was good.
No, it's not good, Tom. No one ever said it was good. I did not hear one good thing about that movie.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we got to wait 3 years to cover it. You know, so we'll never know for right now. But what I was going to also say is Paul W.S. Anderson was not the original director. Do you know who was supposed to direct this?
No.
Steven Spielberg, I shit you not, was supposed to direct this.
That's and why the director up here looks like Steven Spielberg, kind of as a nod to him.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Johnny Cage, Spielberg was getting Tom Cruise to play him. And then when Spielberg walked, Tom Cruise, like, bailed. You know, Spielberg was attracting... Like, imagine if Spielberg had done this. The star power could have been far greater, you know?
This is... Yeah.
Oh, these stunt actors who don't know what they're doing. Amateurs, I tell you.
So, fun fact. I don't know if you've seen or played or anything, but... In Mortal Kombat...
Nathan Spielberg, am I right?
Yeah.
instead of Steven, it's Nathan Spielberg.
In Mortal Kombat 11, you can get the classic pack, right? Okay. The classic skins or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And the characters of Raiden, Shang Tsung, Johnny Cage, and Sonya are the movie-accurate skins from this movie. And the actors came back to reprise the voiceover work for them.
That's fantastic. And it's really good that, you know, the legacy of their work is being remembered, you know. So I guess we have to have, like, a long-term conversation about the legacy of this movie. Josh, I would say for a very long time, I've heard a lot of people say that this is the only good video game adaptation. Like,
yeah.
For years, people would say this is the best. I mean, we're 26 years past it. We're on mm-hmm. the verge of getting a new version that may very well be better than this. Would you say that this was the top of the mountain?
For a really long time, yes. And I think the only thing that kind of rivaled it was the Silent Hill movie.
Okay.
After that, though, like, there wasn't anything until, I would say, Detective Pikachu came out. So those three I would probably put as, like, the pinnacle of video game movies.
Gotcha. I do agree that, oh, this man is not who... Oh, it's Dream Guy. It's Dreamweaver.
That's a good CG transition right there for 1995.
For the era, yeah, I do agree. So, yeah. See, the thing is, do you think that however good or bad this movie may be, do you think... Annihilation's incredibly bad production and like critical and box office performance kind of tainted both movies by association?
Possibly. The sad thing with Annihilation was given way more money to be successful. And It barely stayed in theaters. It was almost straight to DVD or VHS when that happened. And it is just inexcusable of a film. It is terrible.
Like, before I'd even seen these movies, I had seen the terrible CGI monsters from Annihilation. I had seen the terrible, you know, like, too bad you will be next. You know, Like all that stuff.
Like, there's so many memorable lines. There's so many memorable scenes and stuff like that to this movie. And I just think that there's a little bit of like, I don't know, charm put into it that it just works. It just feels like it should have been here. It should have been, you know what I mean? Like if you think of a Mortal Kombat movie in the 90s, I can't think of anything better to translate to it.
Gotcha. Well, you got these gongs. These gongs sound like they're off the game soundtrack. I love the way that it tries to, you know, its hardest to recreate the soundtrack.
I mean, I love too, like the sceneries that some of these, like set pieces are, like, they look like levels from the first game, and the movie's based off of the first and second game with characters of both being here. But
okay, so we've got the Chosen One. He's going to go and he's going to represent. So we're already getting, you know, the tournament's already being set up. Johnny Cage got the first on-screen invite. And
so another thing to add too, because we were talking about casting, who was originally supposed to be Liu Kang? Do you know?
I don't. Do you?
Ernest Ray Jr.
Oh, interesting.
Good old Kino from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
I really would have liked to see that. Not going to lie. Here he is, the Highlander himself. Now, I think something that has hurt this movie's legacy, and I have seen people complain about, is that they cast a white dude as Raiden. You know, like...
Okay, so you keep saying Raiden, right?
I'm sorry.
Raiden is Metal Gear Solid, Tom.
But, how is it... Is it Raiden?
Raiden, yes.
But I feel like their names are spelled the same way. R-A-I-D-E-N. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, they're both spelled the same way.
You're the only person I've ever heard call him Raiden.
After this, let's pull up a character selection menu from one of the games and just listen to it. And
in the movie call him Raiden. Raiden.
Oh, the characters call him, but what does the game selection menu calls him? You know, like, there are people I know who say Mario. It's Super Mario Brothers, Mario Sunshine, and it's like the character pronounces his name Mario. So, however they pay the voice actor to pronounce it, that's how I'm going to believe it. So after this movie, we need to watch a
character selection. So
go ahead.
Liu Kang goes to attack Raiden. Yeah. Raiden flips him on the ground, and Liu Kang looks up at him. Mm-hmm. Lightning is in his eyes. Liu Kang still doesn't believe that he's the God of Thunder.
See, that stuff in any movie, any kind of like fantastical movie where like characters witness like full-blown proof of something magical or supernatural and they're like, I won't believe it. Like, I really, for of all the reasons I hated Pirates of the Caribbean 5, which is a dumpster fire nightmare of a movie, there's a character in there, it's like the young female love interest who's like, I believe in science. Like, there's no such thing as ghosts. Like, I'm a woman of science. And then she sees zombie pirate sharks and ghosts and everything, and she's just like, it can be scientifically explained. It's like, shut up. Just come on. Roll with it, people. Roll with it. Oh, man, even the press over here got him.
No, we're still in Hong Kong, I think.
Well, he was in Los Angeles. Johnny just got over.
Oh, okay.
Nathan Spielberg fired him off the movie.
I don't understand why they decided to create a character. Was Art Lee? Art Lang? Mm-hmm.
Artie Lang?
Yeah.
From Howard Stern? Oh, wow. Racist. wow, Johnny Cage is a douchebag. So, Josh, this is where I have to say, I have not seen this movie since I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly grade school. I don't remember a ton of this movie, so watching this is going to be a fresh experience for me.
I saw this movie in theaters multiple times when it originally came out.
Okay.
And nice. I've watched this movie so many times as an adult.
Gotcha.
It's just so fun.
All right, so we got Jax and Sonya camping out. Now, I got to say, we're talking about casting. Like, he doesn't look like a thing like Jax.
No. So, do you know what's crazy, too? I'm going to go back to Annihilation here again. Annihilation takes place, like, 2 days after this movie.
Well, doesn't Annihilation start with the ending scene of this movie?
Is yeah.
that what it's famous for? Like,
yeah.
The end is them getting ready to fight, and then Annihilation begins, and they've recast, like, half of the people.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be the same scene.
But then, like, Jax is in a laboratory getting his arms put on. Like, so he had, like, they were chasing Kano onto a boat, and now, like, does Jax is like, well, Sonya's on the boat. I might as well go to my appointment to get my metal arms put together.
Can I say, I appreciate how fast this movie just cuts to the chase. You know, like,
yeah.
they're already on the boat. They're Rey Mysterio.
That boat's backing up pretty fast.
Yeah, they're Rey Mysterio. They're jumping on the boat. And this movie just gets into it. All right, so we got, speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean, they're on the Black Pearl now. So
I love that nobody brought luggage. Not a single person brought luggage, except for Johnny Cage.
Well, Liu Kang understands what he's signing up for, right? He's the only one who, like, gets what this tournament is.
I think so, right? Yeah.
Johnny, clearly just some kind of self-absorbed celebrity. Sonya literally just decided to jump on the boat, so she, you know, no luggage for her. You'd assume, you know, besides the two whiteys, everybody else understands what they're signed up for. Going down below. Man, this ship is just really poorly maintained. Josh, as a recent homeowner, I'm disturbed by how rough those pipes look.
I don't understand why there's so many chains hanging from the ceiling.
He's been in her dreams, too. You're looking for a murderer. You found one. This guy kills children. You should arrest him right away.
And then Western Union's letters to his brother.
Hello, Western Union. I've just killed a child. Now, wait a minute. Liu Kang does not recognize this man? The man who killed his brother and his dreams?
Yeah. Look at that. Look.
All right.
Such an awesome just intro. You know what I mean? Like...
All right. So I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, slaves to him. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like brainwashing.
All right. Because what I was about to ask is, from what I do know about Mortal Kombat lore, these two are mortal enemies.
Yes.
So when they came out of the same room together, I was kind of like, what? I got, oh.
Enough.
Wapow. Was that all lightning powered? You know,
I think it was just him. Like him just moving around the room.
He was apparating like a Harry Potter character or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Man, it's expressly forbidden. What kind of accent is he going for here?
You know, I guess however you would expect a lightning god to.
So this guy's probably been like electrocuted a lot. So maybe his voice is just like fried, you know, like. Has she? How was she chosen? She just hopped on the boat.
It was fate, Tom. It was fate. What gave it away? Man, you can just climb up the ladder, bro.
I mean, when you're a god of thunder, I would zap myself everywhere, you know? Oh, man. Johnny Cage just doesn't get it.
I do like, though, that Johnny Cage is pretty much the us of the film, though. You know what I mean?
The
it's like, what is going on? What is happening? Like, he's asking the question, like, who the hell is this guy?
Now, I forgot we were on a train of thought, and I just wanted to ask this as a follow-up question. So I feel like something that has plagued this film in terms of his reputation is the fact that they cast a white guy as Raiden. I'll pronounce it as Raiden for you.
Yep.
I feel like that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Obviously, you know, he's got Highlander in his filmography, you know, a bunch of other action movies of the era. So it just makes sense. You know, we need an action star. Who's the biggest one we can get? Boom, you're Raiden. But I think what a lot of people are attracted to with the upcoming Warner Brothers remake is just the fact that they seem to have cast these characters along a much more faithful line.
Yeah.
Oh, sass a frass.
So what are the odds that this is the 10th tournament? They've won 9 of the past 10.
They're the Undertaker of Mortal Kombat, right? Do you think there are B-level Mortal Kombat tournaments? Like, there are B-WWE pay-per-views.
Like Submortal?
like Mortal Kombat is the WrestleMania of all the realms. But, you know, do they have Backlash? Do they have No Mercy? Yeah, these are questions that you got to ask.
Do they do house shows?
Tonight, Raiden takes on Smoke. And get your sign. Get your sign autographed by Cyborg. Thank you, Hershey. We look forward to seeing you again next time.
Don't forget your complimentary Striker cup.
Whoa! He's not ready. We have to do a lot of training on this boat.
This is a great gift that I love to use a lot.
Bleh.
The it what has context? Begun.
Oh. He's just on deck. All these stock noises of, like, dinosaurs and monsters. Like,
yeah.
I know shit recognized some of these stock noises from Land Before Time. Like, I'm pretty sure that was the sharp tooth roar in there. All right. All the boats, of course, have the Mortal Kombat dragon. You know, you gotta, if you're going for a theme, you gotta be 100%.
Yeah, Akiva, yeah.
No service. How 90s.
What? How far do you think these walkie-talkies work?
I don't know. You know what's really funny is, so Sonya's trying to reach Jax on a walkie-talkie. Have you seen that infamous ending cutscene of Mortal Kombat 4 where Sonya gets thrown off the cliff and then Jax is like, Sonya, this is Jax. Do you come in? Copy. Like, that just took me right to that moment. Oh, look at all
now
his
he
bags.
Has more luggage than he did originally. When he was on the boat the first time, he only had 4 luggage, like 4
ow!
Suitcases.
It's like his suitcases multiplied when they touched the water. Liu Kang actually like helped him. Those high-waisted 90s jeans.
They're back?
Yeah, Gen Z kids, they've been watching so much Friends that now they're wearing 90s fashion. Look, we're both children of the 90s, you know, we're middle range millennials.
Yeah.
And I have always despised 90s fashion ever since I came to like really appreciate what it is. I think most 90s fashion on dudes just make them look really cringe. And like some of like the women of the 90s who are considered like the most beautiful or the most sexy, like I look at them and they're always in like high-waisted mom jeans and other 90s clothes, and I'm like, nah, nah, not for me. Yeah. And it's just it's funny how it's all making a comeback. I don't get it. Oh, those bags. Oh, Johnny. Johnny, you're gonna have to get them now. Nobody helps him either. He just drops them all.
And now he doesn't have any of the bags.
How is this guy gonna save the world, Josh? He's the Chandler Bing of the ensemble. always got a quip. Always got a funny comment. Oh. Are there any, like, character? Is that Reptile? Is that Reptile reference? Or was Reptile not in the first two Mortal Kombat?
No, it is Reptile, yeah.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, I wonder how many characters are hidden in here. Yeah? What does it mean? Oh, that's it?
Okay, we'll never know.
That really seemed like the setup for a joke. What happens when he looks at you?
You die.
Oh, that's what it means. Oh. Oh, I forgot about this. Okay, it literally is right. I thought I was asking because I was like, oh, cool. The statue is a reference to Reptile. I forgot that he's in the movie. Basically, I just need to treat this as a first time watch because I just so much of this.
Welcome to Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the sorting hat, you have to defeat it, though, in order to get sorted. It doesn't just pick for you.
Really doesn't seem like there's a lot of people in this tournament.
No. I'm actually getting vibes more of the dinner from Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing in this movie? You're not from the original cast. And such a creep. I'm not going to eat with you. I'm just going to watch as the door closes. All right, so here are our boys.
And now for a taste of things to come. The most jacked, like, 37-pack that you'll see on a guy coming up right now. The guy that's fighting, I think he's going to fight Sub-Zero. If I'm not mistaken, he's, like, the most ripped person.
Well, we'll count the abs. As soon as it starts, we will try to keep up with how many abs are on this man. Prince Gohan?
Goro.
I thought he said Prince Gohan. It's like, what? I mean, if you want to bring Dragon Ball, if you want to do a Dragon Ball Z versus Mortal Kombat movie, you already have my money. You know, I'm just saying. He said the line.
Oh my God, they're going to flip all the tables now.
And they're not even done eating. How rude. Now, they flip that one into the center of the room. That's where they're supposed to fight. Like,
yeah.
It's so inefficient. All right, Sub-Zero versus...
Look at that guy.
That guy. All right, hold on. 1, 2, 3,
look at
4,
that.
5, oh my gosh, 6, there's abs appearing out of... 7, I can't keep up with the abs. And the guy behind him on the left, he looks like he's got a roid belly. Like, I don't think he belongs there.
So the guy who played Sub-Zero, I think he is the... I think he was the, like, most talented martial art, like, expert in the, like, making of this movie.
Holy crap. Fucking killed him! Victory. Oh, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, technically it is.
It is, yeah. So by the logic of a Mortal Kombat fight, did that guy just spend a whole minute just tapping all of his buttons before he jumped at him? Like, she really has terrible priorities. Like, yeah, she doesn't get...
She has... She has priorities in general.
Mm-hmm. Like, they've clearly dictated that, like, some otherworldly stuff is going down. And she's just like, I gotta find this guy. Oh, there's Gohan. Oh, he just wants to be loved.
It's like Sloth from the Goonies.
Johnny Cage just gave him a baby Ruth, all this would be solved.
I will say the set pieces look great.
Oh yeah, production design of this is really impressive. Especially if you consider like what video game movies have looked like before and after this, you know.
She doesn't need her help, but she needed Jax's help.
Yeah. So Liu Kang is clearly Harry Potter, and Sonya's Hermione, and Johnny is the Ron, you know, the comic relief. Lots of ADR dialogue here.
Mm-hmm.
And look, multiple winding pathways. This is space. You're right. This is Hogwarts. Wasn't he just in a cage? What is he doing out? How did they not see it? Like, where was he walking that he was able to cast a shadow but not be seen?
Yeah, by them, you know? That was always something that confused me, because technically, like, he would be behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was always eating his turkey leg, it always looked so delicious. Like, delicious and juicy, like... Or is it a chicken leg?
I know what you mean. It's a big leg of bird meat.
Like,
yeah, look at
like,
that.
Look, that looks so good.
You know, the first time I went to a Renaissance fair and found out you could get turkey legs like that, like, I was in heaven. Those are legit delicious. Outcome is got.
Look at that! Look at that cake. That cake looks so good too.
I know. Oh, he's wasting it. You know, I'm trying not to speak too soon, and we're only watching this in 480p. But he doesn't look that bad. Or not as bad as I remember, like, people saying, look how crappy he was. Like, let's see. Still looks pretty good. The Emperor. Oh my god, the dead speak, Josh. Palpatine was behind it all.
So Goro was actually the champion.
Right. The original champion is what you're saying.
I think he was the champion for the past 9 years.
Oh, so this is the Mark Calloway of the Mortal Kombat universe. Do you think that Goro wears Back the Blue and Nine Line t-shirts like Mark Calloway does in his spare time and make fun of the rest of the Mortal Kombat fighters for caring more about their hair in video games? Look at him! Oh, look, Kano's got a class ring. He's wearing a little ring on his pinky. He's proud of his high school. Josh, how do you feel about scenes in movies where, like, delicious food is set out and it's either wasted or not eaten? How do you
it is terrible, because there's like I said, that cake looks good, that chicken looked amazing, like delicious, juicy, like, and it's all just gonna get thrown away.
Yeah, And then,
like,
the scene.
First off, who cooked all of this? Who decorated that table?
There's an army of Goro chefs that Shang Tsung employs, and they just cook all this food. But look at those wedges of cheese, too, and the grapes.
Oh, my God. Like, where did all this food come from? Did they grow it on the island?
There's a bucket of hard-boiled eggs on the left there. Look at that. It's filled
with it mozzarella pearls? Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, Goro clearly needs plenty of protein, so if it's eggs or mozzarella, he'll get it. But what I was going to say is, you know, we had in the Great Hall, all those tables of food just got thrown on the floor. For what? A one-minute fight? You know, like, really wasteful. What's so special about you? I know some people at Western Union. I've never beaten, like, in terms of the old school Mortal Kombat games that I played, I have never beaten, like, the tower, because Goro would just always destroy me.
Yeah, you had Goro, I think Kentaro and Montaro.
Wait, they're after him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Goro was in the first one. Goro was in the first game. Kentaro was in the second one. Montaro was in the third one. Montaro is actually in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. He's the half-man, half-horse that looks like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Okay, that's excellent reference. I that's the best way to describe him. I agree.
If you look at the actor, he looks exactly like Dave Grohl.
So, like, you know, on Cast of the Past, which, as everyone listening should know, is a time-traveling video game podcast where Josh and I talk about old games in a new light, we've covered, especially recently, we've covered a lot of arcade games that were ported to consoles. And in said episodes, you know, I've talked a lot about how I think a lot of the mechanics that were built into arcade games... Oh, right in the face! Just like Nedry in Jurassic Park! You better watch out, I'm gonna run you over when I come down the hill! Sorry, Josh. Anyway, what I was saying is, you know, I talked about how a lot of arcade games that got ported, the mechanics of difficulty that they would build in order to suck quarters out of you would still get retained on the consoles. And my question is, like, did you ever play Mortal Kombat in an arcade? And
oh my God, yeah.
So was Goro just that hard? Because I've only played the original Mortal Kombat on consoles.
So if you played Mortal Kombat in the arcade, it was just more difficult. Like, it was like expert mode Mortal Kombat. Like, the fighters after, like, the third or fourth thing, like, the rounds were so much more difficult, so much harder to play against. I've never gotten to even Goro in the arcade.
Okay. So do you think the consoles turned it down a bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yeah. One thing I loved
the theme song.
Yep.
Must be time to go.
So, Mortal Kombat in the arcade was the first time I ever got to do the, when I learned about the quarters trick. So, where you would, it was like etiquette, I would say more. You put your quarters up on the screen, on the lower part of the screen, so you know that you were next to play. And there would be like 4, 5, 6 lines of quarters there, because it would be people waiting and people just watching, you know, you play against other people.
The food! No! But yes, I agree. See, for me, I discovered that line of etiquette in DDR. But yeah, very important. You know, if you put quarters up, it's just like, everyone has to observe. I don't think there's anything dirtier than cutting in front of someone in an arcade. Like, cutting in line, you know, maybe at the post office or for food. Like, that's rude. But if you cut in front of somebody who put quarters down, that's unforgivable.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
Oh. Look, Johnny's a man who only cares about results, you know? I kind of respect it a little bit.
Oh, hey, everybody, it's me. I was here the whole time.
Hey, 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 Oh! Those guys are stealthy. Nobody messes with the shocker. I'm 47% through Spider-Man.
Oh, nice. Nice.
The PS5 remaster. It's a good podcast game. What I mean by that is that there's lots of just quests around the city that don't require a lot of narrative involvement. Mm-hmm. They're just like, Spider-Man, go do this. So I can just put a podcast on and get through my podcast lists and just, you know, swing around and do them. It's a good game for that.
Ugh. Ooh, spooky thunder. Lightning.
That guy's an uggo.
So how often, you know, do you play Mortal Kombat? Or have you dabbled in the Mortal Kombat?
So, in the late 90s, when my cousins got an N64 before me, anytime I would go over there, they had Mortal Kombat Trilogy. And that's probably the majority of where I played it. You know, that's where I learned about the button combos and stuff like that. And from there, it's very scattered. I can't say I'm a hardcore like player of this series. The majority of the times I do play it are honestly either with you or Mark Gilger.
And okay.
You know that I've played this very few times with you. So that it's what I'm saying is I haven't played this series a lot, but I do have a lot of like fondness for it. I think it's one of the more unique and interesting video game franchises out there.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. The games begin. First round. So, like, yeah, well, Mortal Kombat, but they get to fight with sticks. They get to fight with weapons. Say,
big difference from the game. You can't have kendo sticks.
I mean, there was one of the games that actually put weapons in there.
Was that one of the 3D Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Yeah!
See, I think moving to 3D was a huge mistake for
that
series.
God, yeah.
The only 3D era game I played was Mortal Kombat.
What? He roared like a tiger right there. Can we just say that?
Guy would be a good voice actor, you know? If he can just do that. He should get out of this tournament and go get a job in voice acting. This dude's ripped. Are you counting the abs, or should I be counting the abs?
Yeah.
But as I was saying, yeah, the only 3D era game I played was Mortal Kombat versus DC, and I just didn't care for it. Maybe this is a hot take. I know Tekken was a 3D fighter before Soul Calibur, but I feel like Soul Calibur really blew up in popularity in the mid 2000s, and then Tekken kept going strong.
Ooh.
So like, I feel like that was just that era was Mortal Kombat trying to keep up with the competition, but kind of missing the point of what made their game special.
Right.
Like, can you imagine if Street Fighter went 3D?
That would be bad. That'd be terrible.
People would burn Capcom's headquarters to the ground. Oh! It's a vicious dropkick. And a kip up!
Look at that hair. Look at that hair. Hair just stayed, was perfect.
Luscious.
Look at
luscious.
That. That is a luscious mane right there.
The Heartbreak Kid, Liu Kang! Uh-oh. Dreamweaver's not happy. He's mine.
So, do you know what other famous movie he was in?
Tell me, Josh.
He was in Balls of Fury.
Oh my gosh. Josh, I saw Balls of Fury in theaters.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you a goddamn thing about it.
He goes around and recruits people for the ping pong tournament exactly like Shang Tsung does. They never tell you what his name is, I don't think, in the movie. So is it Shang Tsung?
Versus. Oh, never mind. Wow, she's prickly. She's here just to do her job, but she's going to be in the tournament anyway. A new challenger approaches.
Where's his theme song?
Okay, no.
Well, it is what she wanted. It's why she got on the boat.
Yeah, that's 100%. Yeah.
Where were we, though? I feel like I was on a train of thought about something. And now the choo-choo train is off the tracks.
We're talking about Mortal Kombat. We talked about...
talking about Balls of Fury. So, yeah. So, Balls of Fury, a movie that doesn't exist. I saw it in theaters. The only thing I remember, a really obnoxious product placement for Axe body spray thing in that movie. I know that sounds super weird. He's like in a bathroom and there's a valet played by that Asian actor that was everywhere for a while. He was in like Get Smart and he was in like a bunch of other things. And I don't remember what else he was in, but he was like, would you like some Axe body spray? And I was just like, why did you say Axe body spray? Like, that just bugged me. In terms of product placement, when they say it directly, you
listen,
know?
To, man, this soundtrack just kicks ass.
Does it kick more ass than Streets of Rage, which we recently covered on the podcast?
Yes. Do you know the sound?
Whoa! You think this soundtrack's better than Streets of Rage?
Yes, 100%. Can I just?
I didn't know you were bringing your hot takes to the commentaries.
All right. Okay. Hold on, because. Did Streets of Rage ever make the top 10 Billboard? No, they didn't.
I mean, it should.
This soundtrack did.
I know. I know your point, but it should have. You know, I'm sure you're aware of this. Maybe our listeners might or might not be. Oh, look at that! She's going for a Frankensteiner. She's gonna pull it off.
Just lock the legs. Yes. Lock the feet. Lock the feet.
I was hoping for a Frank.
I always thought this was disgusting anyway, when he's like spitting up and drooling all over her leg there.
I mean, spit is disgusting. Like, there's no, I don't think there's ever a good context for spitting on a human being. It's the foulest thing you can do.
Oh, Kano loses.
All right. So are you aware that in,
I'm sorry. Oh. You get this part always makes me laugh. Okay.
Johnny's just on a leisurely stroll through some kind of dirty apple orchard or something.
Yeah, there's a part coming up in this fight scene that just, it's not supposed to be funny, but it's the music that gets it, right?
All right.
So before we get to that part, finish your thought that you were saying.
Well, it's a long train of thought. So let's watch this first.
So good old Ed Boon doing the voice of Scorpion.
Of course. That's the beauty of the fact he wears a mask. You know, you can just get the original voice actor. It doesn't matter.
I was never a fan of them adding, like, a character to the actual sphere.
I don't see why it had to happen.
I think just to make it more deadly. All right, here we go.
He's a hole.
Hold on.
That's the least badass cartwheel I think I've ever seen.
It's just the drums.
That's like a seventh grade gymnast's level cartwheel. And like, listen, I'm a chubby guy. I'm not saying I could do that with ease or anything, but holy crap, it was bad. Oh no! So he's in the nether realm, right? Or what's this called?
Well, technically, Scorpion goes to hell. So
right, but
I
they
guess,
don't call it hell, do they? They call it something.
It's hell. No, Scorpion's from hell.
I thought they called it something else.
No, the Nether Realm is a bad place. It's where the Emperor is, Shao Kahn.
Emperor Palpatine. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But they're technically in hell, in quotation fingers here.
You mean HFIL?
Yeah.
As Toonami call. Oh, he was right there, man. This is an exhibition match, you know, off the books. So where was... Oh, so earlier, Mortal Kombat 11. You know who Sonya Blade is played by, right?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey herself, yes. Famous for losing the WrestleMania main event. Famous WrestleMania loser, Ronda Rousey. And I just think it's really interesting because, like, Sonya, when I was watching the match here, you know, I was kind of getting some like MMA Ronda Rousey vibes. And correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like I didn't see anyone prominently playing Sonya in the trailers for the new movie. Am I wrong?
Yeah, Sonya's in it, I think. Yeah.
I wonder who they cast.
And
how did they not cast? How did they not cast Rousey? Was she too?
I could say yeah. She's probably way too pricey.
No, I'm not saying like Ronda Rousey is her generation's Meryl Streep or anything, but I liked the clips I've seen of her as Sonya Blade. I really like the one where if you pair her off with Sonya's daughter in like a matchup, the daughter comes up and she's just like, you know, are you proud of what you've become? And Sonya goes, I don't give a damn about my reputation. AKA her wrestling theme song.
Yeah, yeah.
Joan Jett's I don't give a damn about reputation. I liked
Jessica McNamee. McNamee? Okay. She's the one that plays Sonya in the movie. All right, do a couple flips. Listen to that.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to that. Double bass.
This is the move we saw in Lost World Jurassic Park, you know? If you do flips, you can't lose.
So, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I'm going to go back and I'm going to constantly keep referencing how terrible that movie is.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of the worst lines of dialogue I've ever heard uttered from Scorpion is when he grabs Katana and he goes to the Nether Realm and he goes, suckers!
I mean, we all know Scorpion is a prankster. You know, he's famous for his pranks.
Scorpion's the Roger Klotz of the Mortal Kombat team.
Hey, funny, get over here.
Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider, yeah. So, I gotta say, I went into this movie expecting Goro's effects to hold up the worst, but I'm really surprised that Scorpion, his special effects look the worst so far. Like, Goro looks like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park by comparison. Oh right. My god! Freaking fatality. Captain America shield action over here. Oh, he's gonna blow up, like, because he's a car or something. That's great. I love that.
I like the friendship, yeah. Now, the thing is, he got transported to hell. Where does he go? How does he get out of there?
Quick, let's cut away before we have to answer those questions. It's around the beach.
Liu Kang versus Katana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't even get to finish that hard-boiled egg.
Don't worry, there's a whole bowl of them.
It's some gorgeous shooting locations. I really just have to say that. You know, like, this is obviously before the generation of filmmaking where everything was just obnoxiously green screened, you know?
They're
like,
on the set of Lost.
Yeah. Oh, really? Same islands?
No.
Oh, I thought you were being serious. Okay, my bad. But just like, think about it, Josh. If this was made 10 years later, they would have CGI'd all of this. You know what
I mean? Oh, my God, yeah.
And this just looks, it looks gorgeous. Oh, she got him. Oh my god. She basically just called him a pussy. So we got Katana making leggings happen 15 years before leggings happened.
Yeah.
Is this not an official match?
Oh, it is. It is an official match. That's the weird thing. Another thing that's weird about it is, how does she know who's his next opponent's going to be?
Yeah, I know. It's almost like this is rigged. Oh. Katana, stop giving away the ending.
Oh.
You don't disobey Dreamweaver. So did she officially lose?
Yeah.
But he didn't kill her.
Well, the rules don't... But, okay.
Go ahead.
But Shang Tsung fought Liu Kang's brother before the tournament started. So Shang Tsung just committed murder.
I mean, we've established he's down to murder, especially children. He's fine with it.
Hey, everybody. I'm just carrying these buckets around.
Nothing in these buckets you guys need to worry about.
Hey, what's up,
Now, who's watching? Who's judging this match?
Oh, wait, this is a match?
Yeah.
So they couldn't fight on the boat because that was against the rules of the tournament. But matches can happen wherever, whenever, and have inconsistent outcomes and still count?
Yeah. I don't. It just doesn't make sense to me. Hello, how are you? He's like walking down. He's like, hut, 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 hut.
He's like waddling. He's like, hut, 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 hut. That's a good shot. I like that. I can't believe they cut. Wow.
Are you thinking it was going to be all one shot?
Well, that would have been really nice.
Don't worry. I got a one shot scene for you a little bit later in this movie.
Okay. All right. But, you know, they're clearly going. They're clearly, like, paying homage to the 2D roots of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You know, one thing I do like, too, is these fight scenes never overstay their welcome. They're, like, really quick, like, minute and a half, 2 minute long fight scenes. The same way that they are in the game.
True. Yeah, short bursts of action. Plus, you know, you gotta imagine they don't want to weigh on the audience patience. You know, like, it could conceivably get boring, no matter how big of a Mortal Kombat fan
you are. So, this part here, as Sub-Zero was doing all those flips down the thing, Liu Kang was supposed to go and mimic exactly what he did, and he just did that, meh.
Oh. Wait, his eyes aren't glazed over. Does that mean he's not being controlled?
No, he's still being controlled. His eyes weren't glazed over because that was Scorpion's eyes that were glazed
over. Oh, okay. My bad.
Because Scorpion's dead. Sub-Zero's a real person.
Gotcha. Yeah, Sub-Zero, as we all know, star of the critically acclaimed game Mortal Kombat Anthology Sub-Zero. Uh-oh. Very cold. There's Katana still alive
for some reason. Just stands there. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other elements that possibly bring life, right? Not just water.
Sunlight. You know, sunlight brings life.
Yeah, photosynthesis.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Well, that sucks.
More food on the table?
We have arguably the two most popular and powerful characters killed outside of the tournament.
Oh, here we go. Guru time.
Now, see, this is really poor seeding in terms of a tournament. You know, Goro's number one seeded, and he's just running through this. Like, where's the challenge?
These people are hitting the rocks pretty hard. Oh, that hurt. Oh.
Everyone else gets to fight on sand, and these poor guys have to fight on rocks. Like, that's just rude.
Look, and now they're fighting in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Listen to this damn soundtrack. This song always kind of reminded me of Doom. It was like a sound, like a song that could have been in the first Doom.
Very metal Doom vibes, I see. Look at them calves. Ooh. Goro is thick with two C's.
I remember when this movie came out, I watched a lot of behind the scenes stuff from this movie of how they made Goro and stuff. The animatronic stuff to it was amazing.
Yeah. Cause it's like some of the tech behind the Ninja Turtles suits in a way. Right. And then like a little bit of stop motion animation, a little bit of CGI, you know,
but like looking at like those far away shots, you know what I mean? Like that right there, like it looks so menacing.
it really has aged better than I expected to come into this and just rag on how terrible he looks, but I can't even do it, you know? I cannot do it. Blah! Those eyeballs. Uh-oh.
Get out. He's holding my arms.
Frickin' marks. Uh-oh. Are we gonna get it? Yeah! You know, I feel like Goro doesn't take... Yeah, you said that already. I feel like Goro does not take full advantage of all the possibilities that four arms would allow, you know?
No, yeah, yeah.
Like, imagine what you could get done if you had four arms.
Oh, my God.
Cooking. Imagine cooking with four arms. Imagine housework with four arms. And this guy just beats people up for a living.
Actually, I don't think that doing that kind of stuff would be good. Because, like, you can't be in four different places at once. You can only be, like, if you're vacuuming, like, what else are you going to do while you're vacuuming? You're walking around, like, you can't.
You can vacuum and also pick up furniture in your way. Instead of having to put the vacuum down, move the furniture, and then resume.
Oh, see. I have a light vacuum and a light light furniture. I don't need to worry about that.
Well, Josh.
I'm just the Goro of cleaning, I guess.
Now, why is he in his eyeball?
He took his soul.
Yeah, but he took the other guy's soul through his hand.
But this is a more meaningful soul.
I guess. Remember all the good memories of that character, like when he read a tabloid that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Like, Sonya was really sad. It's like, all right, this is admittedly really terrible, but you know, like, they invented a whole other black guy character when Jax, the important black guy in her life, is not even there.
Yep.
It's just like, just for him to die. Like, yep. that trope of black guys dramatically dying to motivate white people that they joke about in, like, South Park and stuff, it's real in this movie.
Just to prove you're not.
Hitting some hard truths there.
Ooh.
Josh, can you do your best Goro impression?
Yes!
Alright, I like that.
Thanks. Why is he, like, whispering in her ear like that?
He's pulling a real Joe Biden move right
he's
now.
He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm ready.
Well, as we already established, his voice has been fried, so he can't speak very loud. It's easier for him to whisper.
Oh yeah.
America getting dunked on. What fear does Shang Tsung need to use against him? He killed his brother. Like, that's just the most powerful, like, motivator right there.
Like, whoa, there's a guy with an axe gonna hit you.
Oh my gosh.
He's literally going to chop at you. Oh.
No one cares. It's a gorgeous shot. That's a gorgeous shot, and I appreciate that because, you know, they probably had to wake up. Oh, wait, is that sunrise or sunset? Depending on what it is, if that's, like, sunrise, they probably had to wake up at, like, 2:30, get everything in position, you know, and then just, like, wait with the camera, you know, and just be, like, get ready to go. I like that.
Look at that hair, man. I still can't get over that.
Luscious with two C's. So you remember when I said earlier that, like, she was Hermione and Johnny was Ron?
Yeah.
You know, I really mean it in terms of Liu Kang being Harry Potter, because I kind of actually don't care about either of their subplots. Except, like Liu has the best reason to be here. Mm-hmm. He's got good motivation.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, Sonya has no other reason to be here. She killed Kano. She's over and done with.
She's done. And also, like, she wasn't even invited. You were here. You were supposed to be here.
Well, no, she was supposed to be there because that's why Shang Tsung used Kano to get her on the boat.
Look. So then we have to have a conversation. You know, Raiden's all like, oh, Shano is like, Shano Mac. That's what I'm going to call him. Shano Mac is this mastermind. He's a genius. He, you know, but all of his rules are really inconsistent. Everybody mm-hmm. got invited to the tournament in really random ways. It's almost like he doesn't know what he's doing.
No. No, it's like they thought of the idea of the tournament and then just ran with it. You know, hey, everyone just fight each other random times of the day.
The sometimes tournament.
It's like the hardcore championship in WWE.
The tournament was actually Shane O'Mac's cover for killing that child. The police were about to arrest him, and they were like, oh, no, actually.
It's part of the tournament. It's part of the tournament.
We were fighting. Yeah, it was a tournament. He lost, so you can't arrest me. And they're like, oh, damn it, we can't.
He got us on this technicality.
Imagine just a Mortal Kombat movie about putting him on trial for murder. The rules are quite clear, but I'm also clearly changing the rules every 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, you bet. One of them... I'm pretty sure Liu Kang completely understands everything. Like,
here he comes.
Undertaker. When do you think Goro is going to become a biker?
When he gets repackaged, yeah.
When he has to take a break for, like, knee surgery.
He's going to tear his bicep, one of them.
I can't fight unless all four are working. Is there a guy in flannel right there? There's a guy in flannel right there. What is...
It's a 90s movie, Tom.
But all these dudes have these matching headbands and, like, baggy pants. And it's you know,
for Johnny Cage bringing all that luggage, he's been wearing the same costume the entire movie.
Well, Josh, he dropped all of his luggage down the stairs. Remember?
That's true.
Oh, those were Ray-Bans. And again, we're fighting on rocks. Oh. Oh. Is this the most 90s moment of the movie, Josh?
Yeah, I would say.
Now, again, the rules.
No hitting below the belt. Was that one of the rules?
But again, so, like, you'd have to imagine there's disqualification for leaving the ring, right? You know, like.
Well, he's following them now. So that, now there's the rules? Now the chase is. That's the thing. I don't know.
There are clear rules in the game. You got 2 minutes. Kill him.
Listen to this damn soundtrack.
Oh my gosh. How do you get up there? This is like the Mario Golf music when you're like right near the hole, and if you miss, you're gonna get a bogey. I don't buy for a second that Johnny could have gotten the drop on him. Like,
wait, we're gonna get a call back. There it is.
Okay, that's where the CGI is really bad, actually. Don't pull her hair, man. That's just cheap. He is fighting.
So he
go ahead.
Problem that we run into here,
okay.
Is Shang Tsung challenges Sonya Blade as his it's his right to be able to challenge her.
Okay.
However, she has to accept him fighting her.
Yeah. Also, like, I really See? Don't.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been the worst teacher ever. But
yeah, right, I have she has to accept his challenge for final combat, or there is none. I have taught you everything. Nothing more.
You read that was it. You read the rule book. I have nothing else to teach you.
So this whole like sequence, I'm just going to say this is like just a gigantic cluster. You know, like I really do not believe that Johnny could defeat Goro just because he, you know, punched some of the balls and then hopped up on a ledge and kicked him. And they both nerf Goro, but they've also nerfed Sonya. Like, Sonya has already been, like, portrayed as a competent fighter. Now she's just a coward damsel in distress, you know? Like, it kind of sucks. It's like Sonya was worthy, but now it's like, can Sonya defeat him? No, she sucks.
And there's the tower.
Ganon's tower, yep. Everything is skulls here. Skulls within skulls. You said, though, good set design. Like, this is great. Who's that? Who's... Who are these people?
So this is what would happen to Earthrealm if it lost Mortal Kombat.
Okay. They would get mother boxed.
Get ready for some terrible CG.
Oh no, not Reptile! Why doesn't he just use his spray?
Wait. You gotta get the intro.
What?
You gotta, it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't need to. It's just gotta get us to where we need to be.
What is happening?
There is no Dana, only Zool.
So...
Hit ready? Reptile!
Okay, alright, hold up. Hold the F up. So... These statues are powered by other creatures?
Maybe. It's Mortal Kombat, Tom.
All right. God damn it. You can't distract. You can't. This movie thinks that you could just forget about the rules if you play some banging music.
You know, like, you know what? And it works.
Does this not make sense? No, this is actually completely pointless. Oh, play the music. Oh, those first person shots.
This is actually a good fight scene too.
Right in the face. Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg. Oh. Still got them lizard instincts. All right, what is this? It's Mortal Kombat versus DC. You're using the environment? That's bullshit. Frankensteiner! You did it! Somebody finally did it. So, you know, according to the canon of this movie, Reptile is more powerful than Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Yeah. He's actually holding his own against Liu Kang.
Oh, powerbomb!
So, in this scene here, you'll see that there's, like, stuff all over the walls. Right? Like little circles and stuff like that. Those were actually codes for cheats in the actual Mortal Kombat 3, the game.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
So what, like across all consoles and stuff? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so when you, before you would go into each fighting, like each fight, there was like a screen on the bottom with like, oh, look, the bicycle kick.
Oh my god!
Like, he almost doesn't... Look at that. He almost misses that. So,
ew.
Before each fight, there's about six icons on the bottom of the screen that you would hit your buttons and they would all change. The icons were against the walls in there and it would unlock different things like in each fight.
Squish him like a bug.
So, yeah. So another question here for you while this fight was going on, where's Johnny Cage?
He's just chilling outside. And now Katana's here.
He's like, yeah, you got this. You got this.
Yeah. Also, let's just be real. Let's pay credit where it's due. So that bicycle kick, it was impressive. Was as impressive as Tommy, the White Ranger's bicycle kick from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie? No way. We pay tribute. We stand the best bicycle kick in this house.
This is right? Almost... This is the same year, right?
I believe. Yeah, they're both 95. What's better, Josh? This or the Power Rangers movie?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would say this. Don't get me wrong. I love the opening, the skydive scene. But...
Right.
I mean, that was about it. But this movie...
You don't love Ivan
Ooze? This is pure art from beginning to end.
Okay, gotcha.
Three challenges. Your enemy, yourself, and your worst fear.
And they're just adding rules and like concepts towards the very end. Whoa, look at this 90 CGI.
It's the tower, Tom. But you have to defeat everybody in the tower. Sonya Blade as Tarzan?
Is this outfit change really necessary? So you're saying after he kidnapped her, he let her like put a lot of conditioner in her hair so that it's all poofy?
Yeah.
And then tied her up, even though he was supposed to fight her?
Got that 80s hair metal, you know what I mean?
So we keep changing the rules, we keep changing the locations, we keep changing the conditions for how you win. Katana should technically be dead. You know, Shang Tsung should have taken her soul already.
So one callback here, though, the way that Sonya Blade is chained up here. In Mortal Kombat 2, there was a level where Shao Kahn was sitting on a throne, and on one side it was Kano, and the other side was Sonya Blade.
And those monks did surround them, yeah. I do remember that.
Like, he took her shoes. How is she going to fight without shoes on?
I mean, Goro didn't have shoes. You know, maybe she can tap into some Goro.
Yeah, but he had four arms.
Mm. All right. So if you have multiple arms, shoes, you just evolve past them.
So now if she doesn't choose the... Oh my god.
Yeah. How the hell did they get there?
So fast.
I know.
So Sonya has to accept. Sonya says no.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, then you guys forfeit. Well, I feel like that's a little wrong, right? Like, that seems like there's a hole, like a plot hole there.
Yeah, like, why even build the yes-no consent rule into it if there's also the invitation rule? Like, if Johnny accepts the invitation, doesn't he by default accept every match? And... like, look. Alright. Oh.
Look at that hair.
It's... luscious with two C's.
I'm sorry. I oh, he accepts. All right, this is it. Sonya, put some shoes on.
But, like, didn't Shao Kahn already have a match set up with Sonya Blade? So how does he get out of one by the rule? Like, look, I'm having a lot of fun with this movie. And sometimes movies can just be dumb fun and you shouldn't have to think about it. But so much of this movie is...
Oh, here we go!
I know, Josh, just hear me out. I promise I'll calm down. But, like, so much of the early part of this movie is built around rules, rules, rules. It's a tournament, there's traditions, the fate of the world, rules, rules, rules. And then you get to it and it's just like, we can bend the rules. Screw the rules, you know what I mean? Like, if the rules are supposed to be, like, the stakes of the movie, you can't ignore them.
I know, yeah. But Tom, you hear this? You hear the music? You hear the music?
I've forgotten about everything I just said, Josh. The music! Oh my gosh! Pow! Right in the kisser.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
He punched the highlights out of his hair. He punched the highlights out of his hair. Ew. Oh no. What? I was about to ask that.
So how did she know that he was going to do three trials here?
I mean, she clearly knows everything. She knew that he was going to fight Sub-Zero. Kitana clearly has, like, some kind of future sight that she's not sharing with her friends. Kind of a dick move, if I can be honest with you. So what characters from the games are these?
These are no characters from the game.
So what are we doing here?
It's Bill and Ted's great adventure.
Okay.
You got Kangas Kong.
Kangas Kong, the Pokemon?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about set design, and you know, let's just think about the in world design for a second. Can you imagine how pissed the guy would be if he designed all those like custom Mortal Kombat Dragon sewer covers and these guys just burst through them all, you know, like
were these guys just like buried underneath there, or were they,
yeah, did they live down there?
Yeah.
Is it just like, hey, here's a one room apartment under this floor, stay here until I need you, you know? Wapow. Oh, that he was a dusty boy. You see the dust that came off him?
All right, Tom, here comes your one fluent shot.
Okay.
That we talked about earlier. All right.
Oh. Up here. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. One day.
Everyone's going to.
Here we go. Here's this one perfect shot. All right, there it was.
Are you kidding me? Josh, I'm going to quit this podcast.
Why did they keep the camera there? Why did they follow him up the step? Just cut to it. Like,
I was waiting for something so impressive.
He just saw a grown man transform into this child.
Western Union told me you died. I remember when you died in the beginning of the movie.
In the tournament, but it wasn't in the tournament.
Was it? Oh, it no, wasn't. We established this. It was his cover for getting away with child murder.
And also,
oh, this level, right? This is the spike level from the game, right?
So I also love that when the spikes come up, you can see that the ground is aluminum foil. Look at it.
Some intern got paid to paint all that, and then it got ruined.
So, and also, the spikes come out in a horrible, like, design. Can we just agree on this one? Like,
they're following the shape of the dragon.
Right. You know,
what happens if he falls?
And yeah, but what... So, like, let's say someone gets knocked off of this platform here and ends up on the lower half, right? All they need to do is just, like... What if they just like positioned themselves so they fell around the spikes or in between the spikes? Because there's a lot of gap. There's a gap in between the spikes there.
Yeah, if you land in like the black space around like the bottom of the dragon's mouth, you're in the clear, baby.
Yeah.
Oh wow, some neck damage right there. Gotta see a chiropractor.
So wait, hold on a second. Let's go back to the three things that you're gonna face, right?
Yeah.
I forget what the first one was.
Wasn't it like the body, the mind, and then the heart? So
the second one was you have to face yourself, right?
Alright.
Facing yourself was just him running up the stairs. Then he had to face his worst fear, which was his brother. Think about that. The first trial was the guys in the that came out of the ground. The second trial, he ran up the stairs. The third trial, he faced his brother.
Well, if the second trial was facing yourself, I'm agreeing. I can't believe I'm about to defend this movie's logic when this movie has so little logic. But I'm trying to think, you know, is his brother his worst fear, or was like facing yourself like? Maybe
then what's his worst fear? Then he didn't face his worst fear.
Maybe his worst fear is losing the tournament and failing Earthrealm. Because like maybe by facing his brother,
but it cut the katana. Katana said,
"Yeah."
When each trial was happening.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay, well then you're right. It is doesn't make any sense.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Here we go. Big finish.
It's almost like he's perfectly positioned for this. Pew, 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 pew.
Hey, his hair still remains perfect the entire time.
I mean, look, maybe he's born with it, but maybe it's Maybelline. Oh, where did that lightning come from?
It was the firebolts that he did, the fireballs that he uses in the game.
Oh no. He didn't land in the right part.
No,
you took some hits.
Yeah, there, there was definitely some hits there.
I mean, you could have called it a fatality. Ew. He's a bony boy. Alright. So he's in pieces. And everyone's doing a T-pose like they're in a video game. Oh, hey.
It's the end of Casper.
Is he going to get to dance with him until midnight?
Yeah.
Yo, can we talk about Casper for a second? Casper rules.
Yeah.
Casper.
But Devin, like, Devin Sawa, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He plays human Casper.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, yeah, Bill Paxton and young Christina Ricci, like...
I thought it was Bill Pullman.
You know, they're very easy to mix up. I'm sorry.
They're the president of the United States.
It's Bill Pullman. All right, yeah. But, like, it is not only legitimately, like, a very funny movie...
Dan Aykroyd?
Who are you going to call?
Not us.
Not us. Yeah, someone else. Oh, it's a piece of cake. Piece of quam cake. But not only is it, like, a banger of, like, a funny, like, 90s comedy, it's really heartfelt. Like, there's some real, like, raw emotion in that. And, oh, man, like, Casper rules.
Hey, guess what, Casper? Guess what year Casper came out?
1995.
Oh, my God. Wait, listen to this music.
This would be on Pure Moods in the 90s, you know?
Let's go home.
Order now for two albums of Pure Moods.
Yeah.
Get lost in the ending theme music from Mortal Kombat, the movie.
It kind of reminds me of the end of Phantom Menace.
Travel to peace! Ryan holds up a big orb. Oh no. They won one tournament, but what's next?
Can I just say though, the ending of this movie is hype AF.
This one.
Like, that's so... That is... Look at... Oh, my God!
That's like Back to the Future 1 levels of confidence where you write in a sequel setup even though you don't know you're going to get one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. That's so hype, though.
I'm just going to say it. This is a hot take. I thought that was the worst special effect in the movie. The mountain exploding and the emperor.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he was filmed, like, on a blue screen in a high school studio. You know what I mean? Like...
Mm-hmm.
Paul Anderson, right before he was going to Paul W.S. Anderson. All right, so Josh, as we're watching the roll call here of the incredible ensemble that we had assembled for this movie, what did you think?
I loved it. It still holds up.
Okay. Okay.
What did you think? It's been a long time since you've seen it, Tom.
I'm going to liken this to Kong versus Godzilla, which recently came out and is like, it is stupid AF, but undeniably fun. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. I had fun with this. I really did.
Good.
Here's
good.
What we
and
get.
And I hope you guys, I hope you guys listening to this, also enjoyed this and thought this was amazing and wonderful. and great.
So, but here's the immortal question. I know how you're going to answer, but Jax is last build because he matters so little to this movie. is this really better than the Street Fighter movie?
So this is, I think, a better movie as a video game adaptation.
Okay.
I would look at Street Fighter being a better, honestly, comedy. Like it's just
action comedy.
Yeah, it's just so over the top, and like it's funny to the point like where it's sometimes cringy. This is good, like a movie that was in theaters. Street Fighter reminds me of a B-rated movie.
But it also was in theaters, you know?
I know, but it, like that's like B action, where this is like, you know, Hollywood action.
Okay. Fair enough. I got two questions for you. One,
okay.
In terms of this series, would you be interested in doing an audio commentary for Annihilation?
Oh my god. I really don't want to watch Annihilation.
All right, no, I don't want to force you. Would you be interested in doing an audio commentary for Street Fighter?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to give a shout out up top here to two people from our Discord and our Twitch fam. They kind of made this like happen, kind of encouraged us to do this. Mythical Kitty Chan and Walgo Balgo, you know, in one of our recent streams, they were like, do movie commentaries. And I hope you're happy. I hope you got what you wanted. That's all I could say.
Yeah. And if you guys listen to this and you like this, you know, let us know. Well, there's plenty of more where that came from. And there's plenty of good ones. No, not plenty of good ones. There's some good ones, but plenty of bad ones that we could do.
Maybe this is a hot take, and I'm not saying this is going to determine the direction of the show, but let me just pitch this to you, Josh. Just a quick question. Are all these things in circles, are these part of the cheat codes that you mentioned? Like,
I don't know. I never watched the credits to this.
Well, because there was a question mark, and then I just saw the number 4.
Oh, so then yes.
Oh, okay. So there you go. You get cheat codes if you watch the credits. Look what you could have, what you could have had, Josh, growing up.
I know.
So, Josh and I, like, before the pandemic started, we were like, we're going to do a video show called Mystery Pixel Theater 2000, or was it 3000? I forget. But basically, we were going to do video game movies with, like, a video element to it as, like, a side series. But then we couldn't visit each other ever because of the pandemic. And I'm really happy we got to do this because it kind of fulfills, like, part of the goal that I personally wanted from that series. But I don't want to do everything audio only because I still personally have some like concepts for that show that I want to do in person. You know what I mean? Like, what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should still do in person stuff here when we can. But
okay, maybe there's certain movies that we can do the audio effect for. I think you, the listener, you need to let us know. Like, let us know if you liked this. Do you think this is worth continuing? And if you have any like requests that you specifically want to see commentaries for, so that you know you can sync this up with the film and watch it. If you want that, you got to let us know.
Yeah. Hit us up on all podcast streaming services, as well as on our Twitter at Cast to the Past.
Mm-hmm. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Deezer, baby. And, you know, you can also find us at twitch.tv/Cast to the Past.
And youtube.com/Cast to the Past.
Hell yeah.
But as the credits are continuing going here,
yeah,
I'm gonna say for the last time, thank you for watching. This has been Josh.
Oh, Josh, we can't leave. We gotta pay respects. Look, the digital sound guys are on.
We're gonna talk
right
the
now.
Entire time of the credits. Okay.
Are you gonna disrespect David Farmer? Are you gonna disrespect Ken Teeny? Are you gonna disrespect Bill Dotson, Josh?
I tried, guys. I tried.
Hey. We're encouraging people to sit through the credits, like, you know, like in Marvel, like, you know, this is the Marvel movie of the 90s, you know, you guys sit through the credits and see.
I highly doubt that this is the Marvel movie of the 90s.
It could have been. Buckethead. Yo, featured score guitarist Buckethead. Holy crap. Is he playing the licks that are going on right now?
He could be.
Oh, Thailand. That's part of where they shot Street Fighter.
See, a lot. I think we have to do Street Fighter next because it's just kind of like a meaningful crossover with this. Josh, off the top of your head, top three video game adaptations ever. Go.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like in terms of movies. Put you on the spot. You got to do it before the end of the credits.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's not based off a video game. Movies based off video games. Top three, go.
I just gave you them. It's Mortal Kombat. It was Silent Hill and Detective Pikachu.
Okay, all right. That's a good top three. Good top three.
Yeah. What about you?
I think mine would be Detective Pikachu, Silent Hill, but Street Fighter. I don't know. I think we have to rewatch Street Fighter before I can say that honestly.
I don't think Street Fighter is going to hold up in 2021 climate.
It's probably not. I just want to hold on to the memory of like remembering that amazing like just schlock fest. You know, with Raul Julia, who had stomach cancer, but still absolutely ruled as M. Bison.
Yeah, I mean, he is the best part of that whole movie.
He is. It is. So, Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, this, I'm just saying, like, this was, like, the first CD that I had that, like, introduced me to, like, trap music.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I mean, look, it's a banger. I'm not gonna lie. Like, not just that, like, not just the iconic opening song, like, all the tracks that you were, oh my god, somebody's name is Adam Adams, can you believe being that person their whole life? But, how hyped are you for the Warner Brothers Mortal Kombat movie?
I am so hyped. I just can't wait. Next week, we are 1 week away.
Yep, the 23rd. So, we hope that you got this in, we hope you crammed this in as you prepare for Mortal Kombat 2021. If you do end up watching 2021, let us know what you think on our social medias that we already mentioned. I don't think we're going to do anything formally for that, but you know, if you come and hang around our streams or anything like that, you definitely will hear our thoughts on that movie because it's coming.
Yeah, we might talk about it during the end part of Hey Listen.
Right, that's our weekly news show. So, Mortal Kombat Warriors, Mark Meese, Nick Bodidi, and Jennifer Fedesna. Oh, you got a claim in there. You got a claim.
Play Mortal Kombat 3 at arcades everywhere from Midway Manufacturing Company.
Snake and insect action was monitored by the American Humane. Oh, imagine, like, look, I know the American Humane Association is, like, a good thing that keeps, you know, animals from being abused, but I don't care if a bug gets stepped on by accident in a movie. I mean, do you, Josh?
No, I hate bugs.
Like, you know, I don't want an actor to accidentally hit a dog because that's upsetting. But if Johnny Cage stepped on a cockroach, I don't care.
All right. Ooh. New Line Cinema. And until next time, this has been Josh.
And Tom.
And we'll see you in the future.